Yeah, sure. 10 minutes. So the shir, it should be Refuah Shleima to Pinchas Zelig ben Tzipor Ahuva. Okay, we'll start Sefer Shemais. It's well known that the Ramban discusses that each segment of the Torah, there are five parts of the Torah, Reish, Shemos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim, each one has its own theme. So the Ramban in the Hakdama to his Sefer over here, he says, Hishlim HaKosu Sefer Breishus. We just completed Sefer Breishus. Sefer Breishus is Sefer HaYetzira B'chidush HaOlam V'Yetziras Kol Notzar. It's the creation of the world and the creation of all, everything created. U'V'Mikri HaOvis Kulam She'em Ke'en Yetzira L'Zarom. Sefer Breishis is a remez to what's going to happen in subsequent history. That's what Sefer Breishis. And Sefer Shmos is how those things start to actualize. So this Sefer is starting to actualize the stories what happened with the others, those who were Ramazim, what's going to happen. This is actually how it's going to materialize. I want to talk a little bit about this. Pari makes these gezeres on Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael comes down to Mitzrayim. Pari makes these gezeres. Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim la'mialis ivriyos. Hashem Hashem ach ha'shifra. V'shem Hashem is pua. Okay, so these two Hebrew, Jewish midwives, one is Shifra, one is Pua. Rashi says it's Yecheved and Miriam. And he tells them, Pari tells them, Vayomer bi'alechem es ivriyos re'isem alev noyim im benhu v'amisem oisei. If you see a son being born, kill the boy. V'mbas hi v'chaya. If it's a girl, let her live. Okay, the gezeres should have only been, if it's a boy, kill the boy. What's the point? Then bas he, but if it's a daughter, v'chaya, make her live. Let her live. Okay, so that needs to be explained. Our Chaim asks this already. And it says these midwives risk their lives. They put their lives on the line. They saved the boys too. The king of Mitzrayim calls them down and says, what are you doing? Why are you giving them life? Why are you keeping the boys alive? Jewish women, Hebrew women, are not like the Egyptian women. They're experts at giving birth. They know how to give birth on their own. Hashem was good to the Mialdis, and the Klai Yisrael expanded and grew. Why is that a reward for what they did? So it's very nice art. You put a lot of work into something, and then you see your results. Let's say you're in chinuch, and you have this kid you're working with, and then years later you see that he's in yeshiva, he's a kolol, he's a bnei brak, he has 15 kids. That'll bring you tremendous hanal. I didn't think that kid was going to be anything. So here you have these girls, you have these women, they're putting their lives on the line, and then they see years later, the year of Aam, the Yatsumu Ma'od. Okay, then Hashem rewards them. V'hi ki yoro mi'adu sesol him v'yaslan batim. Hashem creates for them houses. What kind of houses did Hashem create for them? Rashi says, because they did this, Yocheved and Miriam, they were the mother, they were the matriarch of Bati Kuhuna, Vilaviyah, Bati Malchus. Rashi explains how, but they became the great-great-grandmothers of David HaMelech, they became the mother of Aaron, and Kuhuna, and Leviyah, all came from this. And I'm going to explain also why is that a mida keneged mida, what does that have to do with what they did? Okay, Veitzav Pari L'chol Amo Le'emot, Pari makes a commandment, then he says, even to his own nation, Rashi says, Veitzav Pari L'chol Amo, Rashi says, Af Aleim Gazi, even to his old people, he said, the kids have to be thrown into the water. Veitzav Pari L'chol Amo Le'emot, Kol HaBen Yilad HaYari Tashlichu V'chol HaBas L'chayun. So, Pari made this decree, even on the Egyptians, every boy has to go into the water. Now, why did he make it onto his own people? So Rashi says, "Af aleim Gaza yom shenay led Moshe." It was the day that Moshe was born. It was Zayin Adar. Amr lo yistagnidav. His stargazer said, "Hayom noyled Moshein." Today, the Moshein was born. And the stargazer said, "V'ein on yoydim mitzrayim miso." We don't know if it's a Jewish kid or Egyptian kid. What happened? It was like a cloudy. What happened? Why didn't they know? Why couldn't they figure it out? So in this year, we have said many times stargazers always get the idea generally, but they never get it exactly. If you remember a few weeks ago, the wife of Potiphar was trying to seduce Yosef, and Rashi says that she saw in the stars that they're going to have a child together. Now that was somewhat true. Not together. Her daughter was Asnas, and Yosef had children through her. So they get it kind of right, but never exactly 100% right. So over here, I want to explain what happened. What happened over here? Why'd they get it kind of right? I want to explain it with a story. Reb Chaim Brisker, right? Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, they say about him, he was uncanny, his ability to figure out people. So he had this skill. He could look out a window and look downstairs, and people are rushing. You could ask him, where's that guy going? He had like the skill. He, from the way the guy was walking, he could generally figure out like where the guy was going and what was he doing. So they asked Reb Chaim, you see that guy over there? What's that guy doing? She said, I can't for the life of me figure out what the guy's doing here. So they ran downstairs and they asked the guy, where are you going? What are you doing? He says, I have to be honest, I have no idea where I am. I got off at the wrong stop. So I want to title like this. So the Gemara says, and we learn that from here, who is Moshe's mother? This is Yocheved. Who raised Moshe?
Pare.
Basya Bas Pare. The Gemara says, if you raise somebody, Ki Ilu Yaldai. So his biological mother was Jewish. His the one who raised him, that has the halach like you're a mother, is Egyptian. So it's not clear. Is he Egyptian or is he not Egyptian? It actually can even say it a little more. You're going to ask me a question. What do you mean? Even Basya Bas Pare was Jewish, right? The Gemara says that she went to bathe. It says that Basya Bas Parai went to bathe on Vaterit Bas Parai Lukhatsiyav and Arsel Chazayar. And the Gemara says in Megillah and in Saita, what does it mean she went to bathe? She went to bathe to go to the mikveh to become a convert. That's how Rashi in Masechta Megillah says. The Turiyev and the Shagas Aryeh says, no, there's no convert before Matan Torah. It meant she went to do tshuva. So this concept of converting before Matan Torah, it itself is a suffix. If she's called, the mother's called a Jew and not a Jew. So that kind of confused everything. So if snapshot, they didn't know. There was no answer if he's Jewish or not Jewish. That's why they had to throw all the babies into the water. Okay, but again, what does it say over here? V'yitzapar v'chol ma'alim v'chol ha'ben'ilah v'yayu tashikhu v'chol ha'bas t'chayun. All girls live. Why again? There's so makbid on the girls living. What's going on over here? Okay, you know, in Haggadah Shul Pesach it says, "Seul mad, my bikish love and arami lasis." Love and arami was wanted to destroy everything. Pari's not Pari. What did Pari do? Pari like Gazal El Azacharim. Love and bikish like a cult. Now it's very strange. Pesach night we're trying to give a nice compliment to Pari. Yeah, Pari's not loving. Loving is a gefarlich. Pari, yeah, he's not so bad. He only wanted to kill the boys. Like, you know, Pesach night, we're trying to reminisce all the good things Pari did to us. That's very strange, right? What are we doing? It's Pesach night. We're trying to bury Pari. What are we? We're complimenting him. He's not as bad as loving. There has to be a deeper shot. Okay. Now I want to say like this. In Pikud Rabbi Lazar, so there's a story in Parshas Lech Lecha. Okay, what happens? It's one of the Nisyonos. Vayhi Rav Barz Vayedav Mitzrayim Logosham Ki Chaveda Rav Barz Vayhi Kasha Higrav Lov Mitzrayim. When Avram Avinu gets close to Egypt, Vayyom Asar Ishi tells Sarai his wife, look, Hinei Dati, you're very beautiful. Ishi Yifas Merat Vahaya Ki Yiru Aisach Mitzrayim. The Egyptians are going to see you. They're going to say, kill him. Vamu Ishti Hargu Aisi. They're going to kill me. Vaisach Chayu. You're going to live. You see the connection already? They can say, me kill, you keep alive. Okay. Imina chaysiyad lamanita v'li bavarech. Please say you're my sister. Okay, so what happens? Vahi kevay avam mitzvayim avayiru ha mitzvayim etz isha ki yafahimayid. And they're very beautiful and they take it to the king. Does anyone know, this is a nice trivia question, when did this story happen in the calendar year? Pinkud Rabbi Lazar says she was taken to the Pari's house Pesach night. This is Pesach night. Okay, so let me read you a Pinkud Rabbi Lazar's medrash, it's a perech avav. It says, Hanesa Chamishi, this is the first, fifth miracle that happened to Avram. Sarah, or the first, the fifth Nisayan, Nilgach Sarah Ishtar Lepari Leisha. That was a big Nisayan. Normally that would make someone crack, basically, go crazy. And Avram held his composure. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Oimer, Ba'oisa Laila Shemilkacha Sari Menu Leil Yomtava Pesachaya. Vehavia Gurdish Baruch Wa Parva Basin Gom Gedoilim. And that's what happened. And this story portends is a remez to what's going to happen to Klai Yisrael. Lo hayidia shekachu osid lahakris es am artsoi shenema ve'inag Hashem es pari negom gedoy leves beisoi b'mitzrayim tziv oid nega echad avi apari. And etc. So this whole story is a remez to what's going to happen, like I told you, B'Shem the Ramban. Now, the Ramban adds an unbelievable pshat. It's the Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha. It's not the Ramban in our Parsha. The Ramban in Parshas Lech Lecha adds a dimension here, which explains everything in our Parsha. Okay, so I'm going to read you the Ramban. It says like this. V'hi Rav Baritz. Hini Avram Avinu Yard L'Mitzrayim. Why did Avram go down to Egypt? Because of the famine. Lach Yosh Nafshei. B'Mei Abitzara. V'Ametzim Oshku Eser. They wronged him. And they took his wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nikim the Kmasim, Benigom Gedoylam, V'yaytzin Misham, B'mikne Kesef, and Avram Avinu eventually left with cattle, with gold, with silver. V'gam Tzivalim Pari Anashim Shalcham. The Ramaz I love, this whole story is a remez. Ki Bonav Yardu Mitzrayim Mitnei Harav. How did the Jews get down to Mitzrayim? Because of the famine. Exactly what happened in Parsh Lech Lecha. V'hi Rav Barz, V'hi Avram Mitzrayim Elogisham. So that's exactly the Maisa of Sim Labanim. So, and then Yardim assembly Aron, Logushon Beres Mitzrayim, Zamitzim Yirlehem, and the Egyptians going to wrong them, like what happened in Parish Lech Lecha. Vichu Mehem Anoshim. That's the plan here. The Egyptians wanted the Jewish girls. Kasha Omar, the Ramban is quoting our Parsha, V'chol Habas Tichayun. The idea was to kill the boys and to take the Jewish girls as a wife. What's the idea behind that? And that's the idea behind Lavan trying to eradicate us totally, and Pari only trying to eradicate the boys. And this idea I saw from Reb Eliezer Finkel's Pirush on the Haggadah Shel Pesach, this last shot. Lavan wanted to destroy Klai Yisrael. But you know something? You can never destroy Klai Yisrael. Pari figured out a workaround. You know how you can destroy Klai Yisrael? By keeping Klai Yisrael alive. How do you do that? You kill all the boys. So who's left? The girls, what happens if a girl marries an Egyptian? The kid's Jewish, but who's going to raise these kids? These kids are going to be raised as Egyptians. It's a way to keep the Jewish nation alive, but totally assimilate them through intermarriage. That's the idea. When Pari says the Cholabas Techayun, it's not a peripheral point. Let's kill all the boys, and okay, the girls will live. That was the Gezerah. Let's kill all the boys, and let's make sure the girls live. That's the idea. They wanted to make our yichus impure. They wanted to taint us as a nation, as a people. That was Pari's kavano. So if that's the case, it's unbelievable. What was the reward for these women that kept the boys alive? The reward was that they were zeiche to kohona, levia malchus. They were zeiche to children who are going to be the most pure lineage in Klai Yisrael. They were mice and nefesh for the lineage of Klai Yisrael. They were zeiche that their children and their grandchildren have that pure lineage in Klai Yisrael. And that's the idea. The whole story in our parsha is already merumas in parsha Lech Lecha. He tried to take the nashim v'chol abas techayun, the Ramban says. And that's the remez to what Pari was trying to do in this week's parsha. Yeah.